Who are you when no one needs anything from you? Not in the dramatic, take a sabbatical way. I mean, the normal Tuesday afternoon. Laundry is still in the dryer. There's a half-empty cup of coffee on the counter kind of way. Who are you when you're not answering a question, fixing a problem, producing something, holding it all together? Welcome to The Notion of You. I'm Tashi Jones, storyteller, guide, and your gentle reminder to slow down and come home to yourself. Each week, we explore what it means to live with more trust, more presence, and more peace, one breath at a time. You're safe here. I want you to treat this podcast like two friends grabbing coffee or going for a walk. Just be here. Let this be your space to come back to you. Wherever you are right now, driving, folding clothes, sitting in your car before you walk into the house, take a deep breath with me. Let your shoulders drop. Let your breath deepen. You're safe here. If you've been scrolling, rushing, juggling all the open tabs, the ones on your phone and in your head, this is your moment to pause, to be fully present. Because today's episode is for the woman who can answer, "What do you do?" in 5 seconds, but then feel something tighten in her chest right after. This is for the woman who can list her roles like bullet points: mom, business owner, coach, wife, podcast host. And she's proud. She is truly proud of those. And still, it feels a little flat. Like the titles create a box around her, and she doesn't quite fit in the box the way she should. Like there's more to her than what she does for others, and she can't quite figure out how to say it without feeling like too much or not enough. If you ever felt like you're living in silos, like a part of you is tucked away in a separate compartment just to make you easier to understand, this episode is for you. I want to start by saying something that might land in your body before it lands in your mind. You are not just who you are to others. You are also who you are to yourself. Lately, I've been updating my documentation, refreshing product infos, putting things together for events, getting my materials ready to show up in your rooms. And it's funny how quickly the quick bio question can turn into a spiritual one. Because every event asks for the same thing: send us your short bio. And you know how it goes. You sit down to write it, and it's so easy. Easy to reach for those roles. I'm a mom. I'm a business owner. I'm a podcast host. And a part of me genuinely smiles that I get to write those words, because I am proud of that. I'm proud I'm a mom. I'm proud I started a business. I'm proud I created this podcast and I'm recording episode 25. 25 things I had never done before. 25 times I've showed up and tried again and learned and kept going. And when I let myself feel that pride, it's like a weight lifts from my chest. Like my body loosens and says, yes, that's true. But then there's the other side of the sensation, the constricting feelings, the subtle tightness that says, yeah, but that's not all of you. Because those titles, mom, business owner, podcast host, they come with a certain image. They come with a bit of a box. They bring up the Instagram-worthy versions of those roles, the Pinterest-worthy version. The kind of mom who has the lunches perfectly packed and the house aesthetically cleaned and the energy to do crafts on Thursday. The kind of business owner whose branding is flawless and whose photos are all curated and whose life looks like the highlight reel. The kind of podcast host with the perfect studio setup and the smooth voice and the confidence that never wobbles. and I don't fit in those boxes. My podcasting setup doesn't look like anyone else's. My version of motherhood looks nothing like somebody else's. And most days, I embrace that uniqueness. But there's a younger part of me, this little girl who learned at some point that being different was risky, that being different could make you a target, that being different could make you misunderstood, that being different could make you too much. And she still nudges her way in sometimes, especially when I'm trying to write a bio for strangers. She slips in. She doesn't always speak in the full sentences, but the feeling in my chest is clear. Are you worthy of this? Are you really allowed to call yourself a coach? Are you really someone people listen to? Do you even belong here? And then that perfection pressure hits. Like if you say you're a business owner, you better be the perfect business owner. If you say you're a mom, you better be the perfect mom. If you're going to say you're a podcast host, you better have it all together. And suddenly, instead of just writing a bio, I'm auditioning for a role. When that happens, I tend to notice two things. One, I try and sound more authoritative, more professional, like I have to prove myself in the tone of my words. And two, I get stuck. Procrastination sinks in. I pivot away from the thing I'm actually trying to do and start doing busy work that looks productive but doesn't move me forward. Or I'm tempted to open my Kindle and disappear into someone else's story for a while, because that feels easier than facing the risk of being seen. And some days, it feels heavy enough that I need to step outside. So I walk out to my back patio, and I step on the grass. I put one hand on my belly, one hand on my chest, and I take 3-5 deep breaths. I force myself to be present. I find gratitude for where I am, right here, right now, in my actual life. And I remind myself that God is in charge. It's all done in His timing, and that it's my responsibility to hand my stress back to Him. When I come back to sit at my desk, I don't generally jump straight back into that big, heavy thing, but I look for one small action that moves me forward. Something that's light enough to touch without bracing. For me, that one small action is often a voice note or opening my Notion and brain dumping. Something messy, stream of consciousness, all of it. Even the imposter syndrome version, even the real version. Just letting it be there. And once it's out of my head and onto the page, I can clean it up in a way that stays aligned with who I really am. As I was doing this recently, writing those bios, feeling both proud and boxed in, stepping onto the grass and coming back inside to brain dump, I had this moment where I realized this isn't just about my bio. This is about identity. It's about the quiet way we start believing we are only the roles we perform. And the deeper truth is, roles are important, but they're not your whole self. Let's talk about the difference between roles and identity, because I think a lot of women, especially ambitious women, mothers, caretakers, builders, are living with this subtle identity compression. Like we've been reduced, not by one big dramatic event, but by 1,000 small moments where we were asked to explain ourselves quickly. What do you do? So tell me about yourself. Introduce yourself. And we reach for the easiest words, the ones people recognize, the one that fits on a name tag. But here's the thing. A role is something you do. Identity is who you are. A role has a job description, but an identity has a heartbeat. A role can change in a season. Identity is what stays. You can be a mother and still be a reader. You can be a business owner and still a creative. You can be a coach and still be a free thinker. You can be a podcast host and still be someone who needs quiet. You can be in a room full of people and still be someone who loves walking outside, putting your feet on the ground, and breathing until your body remembers, I'm safe. The roles are real. They matter. But if you only know yourself through the roles, something happens on side. You start feeling like you're on stage all the time. Because roles come with expectations. And the moment you attach your worth to the performance of a role, your nervous system starts living in this constant state of evaluation. Am I doing it right? Am I doing enough? Do I look like the version they expect? Am I as good as the Instagram version? Am I falling behind? And that is where the boxed in, constricting feeling comes from. Because your body can feel when you're trying to become a version of yourself that isn't true. Your body can feel when you're shrinking the full picture into a few titles just to be understood. And I think that's why this matters so much in the self-trust conversation. Because self-trust isn't just, I believe in my decisions, but self-trust is also, I believe in who I am. I believe I'm about to be multifaceted. I believe I don't have to earn belonging by being perfect. So if you're listening and you're realizing, yeah, I've been living in roles, I want to offer you a gentle framework to reconnect with your identity beyond them. The framework is remember, name, reclaim. Remember, this is the part where you go back, not to who you used to be, but to what has always been true in you. Because identity is not something you manufacture. It's something you remember. So here are some prompts I want you to sit with. Not as homework, but a doorway. Ask yourself, what did I love as a child? What did I do before I cared if I was good at it? What did I lose track of time doing? What do I crave when I'm depleted? What topic makes me light up in my chest? What makes me more animated? What makes me want to talk too fast because I'm excited? But I also want you to notice the quieter ones, because identity is not only the things you produced. Identity sometimes is, I'm someone who needs fresh air. I'm someone who loves reading. I'm someone who thinks deeply. I'm someone who notices the details. I'm someone who values connection. I'm someone who wants freedom. I'm someone who's curious, who's always learning. The goal here isn't to create a new list of titles. It's to remember your essence. Because once you're only naming roles, you're naming what you do for others. But when you're naming your identity, you're naming what makes you, you. Name. Once you've remembered, this is where you name the pattern that keeps you from living it. I'm going to name one that I see all the time. Role perfectionism. When you believe you have to be the ideal version of a role in order to be worthy of it. It could sound like, If I can't be the perfect mom, I'm failing. If I can't have the perfect setup, I'm not legitimate. If I can't sound professional enough, I'm not credible. If I can't do it perfectly, it's too risky. And here's the nervous system piece. This is a protection strategy. It's your system trying to keep you safe from embarrassment, rejection, being misunderstood, being judged. Because somewhere along the way, your body learned being different can be dangerous. So perfection became the shield. But the cost of that perfection is also a cage. It keeps you from being seen as you actually are. It keeps you from doing the very thing you're called to do, because you always want to arrive at some version of yourself first. So name it. What's that pattern for you? Is it role perfectionism? Is it comparison? Is it imposter syndrome? Is it the belief that you have to be easily categorized to be acceptable? When you name the pattern, you stop being inside it unconsciously. You create space between you and the voice. You can say, oh, that's what's happening. And that is a self-trust moment. Reclaim. This is where you practice coming back to yourself in real time. Not by fixing everything, not by becoming the perfect version, but by doing one small, honest action that says, I'm allowed to be me. For me, that reclaiming looks like stepping outside, putting my feet on the grass, hands on my belly or on my chest, and taking 3 to 5 deep breaths. Choosing gratitude and handing the weight on my shoulders back to God. And then, this is what's important, coming back inside and choosing a small action that creates momentum without weight. For me, it's a messy action of voice notes or brain dumps, stream of consciousness in my Notion journal. Here's what I want you to hear. Your first draft of identity is allowed to be messy. You don't have to be clean for it to be true. You can start with the messy version and shape it in alignment, not performance. So if you're in a season where you feel your roles are swallowing you, I want you to think about reclaiming as a rhythm, coming back to your body, naming what happened, and choosing one small action that moves you forward as your real self. And over time, that becomes a new kind of proof. Not proof that you're perfect, but proof that you're trustworthy. Because you keep coming back, you keep choosing you, you keep telling the truth, you keep walking outside, breathing, you keep handing the weight back, creating, showing up. That is the identity work, not as a concept, but as life. So let's create your Notion space for this, because I love giving your brain a safe container for what your body already knows. Let's create a page called the Me Library. This isn't a productivity page or a goal page. It's a you page, a place where that multifaceted part of you can live together without needing to be justified. Maybe create a section of identity words. You could add 3 right now. These aren't roles, but your essence. Could be curious or grounded, creative, analytical, free, connected, brave, tender, passion. Maybe add a section with your passions. For me, it would say reading, writing, designing, walking, learning, teaching. Anything that makes you feel like you. And another section that says your values, like connection, freedom, faith, presence, family, integration, whatever is true for you. And then a someday list. This isn't about tasks, but someday you things, things that feel like you stretched into your life. Then I want you to create a section that supports your nervous system. A script. When I feel boxed in, this is what I'm going to do. Could be the one you already have. For me, it's going on the back patio, putting my feet on the grass, hands on my belly. 3 deep breaths, choosing gratitude, and God is in charge, handing that weight back. Because when your nervous system is activated, you don't need to reinvent your coping. You need to remember. For me, Notion is the remembering place. And here's the cool part. Over time, this page becomes evidence. It becomes proof you are more than your role, because it holds all of you in that one place. I want to give you something that you can do this week that doesn't require a personality overhaul. It's just a small practice to help you come back to yourself. Schedule 1 20 to 30 minute identity date for yourself. This isn't a productivity block or a catch-up block, but an identity date, something that's purely yours. It could be a walk outside without a podcast in your ears, or reading on purpose, not as an escape. Writing one page just for you. Designing something fun, sitting with a cup of coffee, and letting yourself be a person and not a role. But here's the key. When you do it, open up your me library and just write a sentence. When I let myself be myself, I noticed, or I felt, or I remembered, or I want more of. Keep it simple. This is not about doing it perfectly, but building evidence. Because every time you choose your identity on purpose, you make a deposit in your self-trust bank. One more micro practice, especially if you're in that bio season. Write a messy stream of conscious version of your bio, a version that includes your essence. This isn't to send to everyone, but to reclaim it for yourself. It could start with, at the core, I'm someone who, let it be messy. And then if you need that professional version, you can shape it from truth instead of fear. If you take nothing else from this episode, I want you to take this. You can be proud of your roles without living inside them like cages. You can be a mother and still be a whole person. You can be a business owner and still be human with hobbies and softness and curiosity. You can be a podcast host with a non-Instagram-worthy setup and still be someone people listen to, because they're listening for is not perfection. They're listening for truth. And if you've been feeling constricted, that boxed-in feeling, hear me. That doesn't mean something's wrong with you. It just means that your identity is bigger than the titles you've been using to describe yourself. So this week, I want to ask you, what's one identity word you want to reclaim? Maybe curious, grounded, free, creative, connected? And what's one small me activity you want to choose just because it's you? If you want to share, I'd love to hear it. And if this episode speaks to the part of you that's tired of trying to earn your worth through performance, this is exactly why I created the Deeper Work Guide in From Burnout to Alignment. Not as a full fix, but as a support system, a doorway back to trust in yourself again. Because you don't need to become someone else. You just need to come home, and you're allowed to take your time getting there. Take a deep breath. Let your shoulders drop. you're safe here and you're safe to be you.